Hello, I'm Julie Etchingham, and I'm delighted to have become a patron of Anti-Slavery International. Over the years, in my work as a journalist, I've gradually become more and more drawn to stories of modern slavery and what it actually means. I think it's a very difficult term for people to really understand. But when you've seen close up personal stories of exploitation, forced labour, and sat in a room with women who've really given all of their hopes and dreams to somebody who've promised them the earth, really, to take them to a different place, perhaps in Europe, travelling across Africa to get there, to a dream of a better life, only to find that they are then forced into labour, into sex work, with their passports removed, their liberty removed, with mental chains as well as physical deprivation of liberty. You can't fail to be really affected by their stories. And it's one of the things that's really drawn me to this, because I feel really strongly that once you've heard the personal story of somebody who's been trapped in modern slavery, whether it's some woman perhaps from Nigeria who's travelled to Italy, or even a young woman who's been trafficked between cities here in the UK, you can't pretend that you haven't heard those stories, and they stay with you. So it's one of my really driving motivations as to why I'm passionate about raising the profile of this issue. And to be involved in the work of Anti-Slavery International, which has this historical sweep of work in campaigning and raising awareness and really engaging people with this as a modern scandal, it's a great pleasure to be involved with their work. That's why I support Anti-Slavery International, and I hope you will too.